K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports coming to you on this Tuesday afternoon late. Eddie Greer III, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Almost said, tempted to say San Diego. That's where Alex Eaton is, co-host. For the bonus content over on PodMe, we might get together at some point later on in the week to record something on that. That's Greer 3 Eddie's podcast on that. No, I didn't come up with that name. That just appeared to be what PodMe had, of course, associated with my email address, or most of it anyway. So that's the bonus channel on that. And we're going to make a detour a little bit. And talk a little football. Obviously, golf has been going on. The runs of Cooper Schultz on the men's golf side. And the crazy, great run for Carla Burnett. And she continues to get ready for the NCAA championship meet later on this week. We're going to do a change of pace for a few minutes to talk about the defensive side now of football for the Wildcats. Now, again, I did record a little something on the offensive side for K-State. We're going to revisit that at some point, but we're going to get it all figured out here before the 2024 football season for K-State rolls around. But yeah, just looking at a brief, quick look at least the depth chart, at least the ones I'm looking at right now anyway, for K-State. K-State coming in here, obviously, just focus on the defense side. The more notable of note, obviously, Jake Clifton taking his talents to the mission field. We talked about that, I believe, in one of the older episodes of this podcast. More recent episodes of the podcast, somewhere in there. I think it was actually the last Friday night episode. Last Friday night's episode that we talked about that. So, yeah, go check it out if you have not already done so. On the Pearl Project feed, Pearl Project podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts, there as well. So that's one loss. But you did gain one in the transfer portal. Again, we have not had a chance to talk about that individual yet. Again, well, more on that to come this summer here on the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State. And at least from where I'm sitting at right now, minus Jake Clifton, you have... These guys have majority of their guys that played a year ago. Cody Stubblebean came off the bench. He played a lot last year. Uso Somalo, the big man up front, the big Hawaiian, he played a lot last year. He was hurt a little bit. Brennan Mott, he was up and down last year. Obviously, he came onto the scene as a sophomore. But last year, he had his trials as well, but he's back. Austin Moore came back as well. Somebody else came back. That's more. Ah, yeah. Yes. Austin Moore. I was just getting about that. Yeah. So it was Austin Moore. Brennan Mott made an announcement on another K-State podcast, 3-month podcast, several months back now, that they're coming back. Austin Moore, huge. You know what he can do all over the field. That's a huge. So you're going to get him. You get him back. Desmond Purnell. So, yes, you lose Jake Clifton, but you gain one in the transfer portal. And you get the services of Austin Moore back, which was a question mark at the end of last year. And Desmond Purnell, who's been a tackling machine himself as well. The secondary been suspect. with some giving up big plays last year, including what comes to mind, the Iowa State game in the snow where we can't tackle nobody worth a damn. Well, you get Jacob Parrish back, a solid corner. On the other end, you get Keenan Gardner on the other side, so you got experience there. And then VJ Payne in the back end, and Marquis Siegel back as well, who transferred in here last year from North Dakota State, back again for another year under Chris Klanneman. Yeah, I believe it's Chris Klanneman. I might be wrong on that. I know it's Klanneman. Joe Klanneman, my bad. See, this is why we got to talk more football on the podcast. So, we're again, more coverage to come on this podcast. We've been neglecting it for so long. I can't even get the defensive coordinator, DC right. Or, better yet, I even forgot about the promotion of Carter Riley. So, that's how bad it's been. So, I definitely need to check in daily on what's going on with the football side. But I do know that the coordinators did speak last week. So, we didn't talk about it much at all. So, maybe that's something we'll need to check out for sure and talk about it more as we move along. And we definitely start checking in, because if you're getting defensive coordinators, come on, man. Come on, EG3. What are you doing? But Joe Klineman, let's do a refresher. For those that don't know what's going on, Joe Klineman, defense DC for K-State. On the other end, I have Matt Wells, one of the new coaches, now co-offensive coordinator with Connor Riley on that side of the ball. But back to the defense side of the ball there. Before my defensive lapse there, yeah, Jack Fabris, at least according to my depth chart, or not my depth chart, but where I'm looking at ourlads.com, in the starting spot for one of the safety spots there as well. So a little bit of interesting there as well. Also, names to keep an eye on here, Asa Newsom. Austin Romain played a little bit last year. Austin Romain started the KU game a year ago. Cody McAllister played a lot as a freshman a year ago. Jordan Riley, transfer right now, is one of the backups. Wesley Fair, part of that great recruiting class with Avery Johnson and company, there in the backup slot there as well. So you have some names in here. Toby Oshinami. Yeah, I nailed that one. So I got that one, but can't get Joe Klineman's name right. We got that. So there is actually a lot of experience when you look up and down the defense. Now, obviously, again, we will dive on in as we get more and closer to the 2024 football campaign. This is the Pro Part of the Podcast, All Things K-State. Eddie Greer III here for several minutes on the defensive side of the ball. So you think you have experience, and obviously, knock on wood, the injuries, hopefully not, but you know you're going to get those in every football season. So, but yeah, hopefully this defense can take another step forward. You already know what you got on the offensive side of the ball with Avery Johnson over there. The question mark over there, we'll get into it a little bit more. The offensive line, what do I think here? The question mark for me, and this is me, we'll get to Alex Aiden here either this week or next week. The question mark on his defense for me, and this is early. This is early thoughts here. Whoo, man, that is a good question. I'm going to go with my gut and say the secondary. Yeah, we had Jerick Parrish and Keenan Gardner on that side. You can probably, my second would probably be the D-line, but right now, I would say the secondary, yeah, we have a lot of experience back there, but getting up big plays, we got to shorten that up a little bit. We have to shorten that up a little bit, especially with the schedule and all that, adding these new teams, Colorado. And yeah, speaking of which there, we're going to be breaking down a little bit more. I want to break down a little bit more of the schedule here coming up. So, again, a lot of football talk. Yeah, we've been paying more attention to basketball of the saga, Jerome Tang and whatnot, but we definitely want to talk more football on this podcast. You're going to get that here within the next several months on this podcast for sure, because we can't be forgetting DC's name on here. But, yeah, so what sticks out to me, at least right now, for me, is the secondary. Got tightened up. The Big 12 got some big quarterbacks. We ought to know this by now. Yes, minus Oklahoma and Texas, but you're getting now Oklahoma, Arizona State knows how to throw the football. Colorado knows how to throw the football. And I believe they still have Shedeur Sanders, if I'm not mistaken, right? Arizona, you still have, oh man, you still have the Iowa States and all that other stuff. But, yeah, just off of a first-name basis here, you're going to get all that. So, yeah, it's gonna be crazy to see how this all shakes out here. Oh yeah, the Texas A&Ms, the Houston, they don't know how to throw the football, even though we shut them down here in now not here in KC, but in Manhattan a year ago. So you're going to have to tighten up on that, on the back end, at least for me. And that's kind of my early thoughts on that side of the ball. But yeah, kind of surprised because I thought we were missing some guys, graduated some guys, but apparently not. We got a lot of guys back, and I just named several that played a lot last year, so they already got experience, like a Kobe McAllister, a Toy Osunami, Asa Newsom, who was missing, who had to miss the rest of last year. I believe it was Asa Newsom. Yeah, had to miss it because of injury last year. So yeah, there's a lot there for this defense. And this defense, if K-State is going to take a next step and compete for a Big 12 title in 2024, this defense needs to shape up, and it's going to have to start. Yes, I'm playing a little bit differently, but they're going to have to start on the back end. They're going to have to tighten up some things back there, because we know every team in the Big 12 is going to have that receiver duel that eats you up. And K-State, they got a pair of corners that played a while now. Keenan Garmer has a lot of experience now. We shouldn't say this is not the Big 12 championship year that, oh, damn, who's out there? Who's that number 35 out there? Damn, that's Keenan Garmer. Damn, I didn't know that. He changed his number. So, Jacob Paris, you know he is shut down corner on the other side. But Jacob Paris, he gave up a lot of big plays last year. So, that has to tighten up over there. And, of course, it all starts up front. But I think, for me, just to change things up a little bit, I think the secondary needs to really improve if K-State's going to have a chance in 2024, taking that next step to be a solid defense in 2024 for Chris Klieman, Joe Klineman, and the K-State Wildcats. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Remember, podcasts are family, we are free and available daily, or whenever you get, wherever we post K-State content. This defensive look brought to you by the KC Metro Mile, going down June 6th right here in Kansas City, Missouri, Rockhurst High School. Everything starts, got a double ticket schedule at 5. It's only limited to those that qualify for all the mile times within this event. So we'll definitely do a postcast. We'll probably end up being a simulcast, but... Well, no, I can't do a simulcast. Well, no, actually, yeah, I can't. This will be a simulcast between the two podcasts that I do, between the Pearl Project Podcast and the 3Y Podcast with EG3 Podcast. So there you go. Yeah, so we did a reaction last year. So, and I just checked just had to count our heat, at least from time this day, this podcast, the 14th of May, it seems the list to be growing one by two every day. It's now up to 23 guys in my heat. That includes my little bro, Alex. So, yeah, I'll elaborate even more on this week's episode of 3Y Podcast with EG3, which I'm going to record right after this. But, yeah, it was such a high. It was just a hit for me last year. It took me back to my high school. My track days in high school and even college, a little bit of college as well. So this year has that different feel to it, at least for me. Even with a 23 in my heat, in this field, in this race, a lot of big name talent up and down. So a lot of talent, and you can win in this field. I mean, last year I had 22 in it last year, and not all of them got there. Most of them got there, but two of them DNF, did not participate in it. So, but yeah, so you got to take everybody seriously, at least from a competition mindset. Everything you just got to take it serious. You got to take it this seriously. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, this will be a simulcast. So we'll have a postcast on it on the scene for sure. Now that I think about it, for sure. But having that competitive mindset for K-State defensively, that's what they're gonna need. They're gonna need to be better on the defense side of the ball if they're going to contend for a Big 12 title in 2024. So, but yeah, this segment of the Pearl Project Podcast brought to you by the KC Metro Mile, Rockhurst High School, June 6th. Everything starts at 5 with the kids going out there kicking things off with the kids' mile. I think That's not the correct title, but we're going to roll with it here on the show because I got to get going with my other podcast here as well. But that's going to wrap things up. This will come out late tonight on the podcast, so be on the lookout for that. Of course, Alex Ayton, we'll probably even talk a little bit more about this defense on our next bonus show. I don't know when it's going to be, but that will probably be what's going to happen there, unless something happens between now and then. The Pro Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your K-State podcast, Podbean, only on Podbean with Alex Zane, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast on that channel. That's going to wave the chicken flag on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. A lot of football to come this summer. Go Cats.